Glad you could be with us on this Resurrection Sunday. You know what? We've got a lot to celebrate. Pastor Dave brought a great message in 9:30 to 10:30 service. And you know, all the other people's saviors that they claim is, they're still in the grave. But our Savior, Jesus, and he's the only one that's ever, he's arisen from the dead. Amen? He's alive. Turn your Bible to John chapter 3. I'm going to start out with the most popular verse that most people know in the Bible. John chapter 3. Glad you're here today. What an exciting, I love Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. I love it. I do. It's exciting. Listen, every day to us that are saved and walk with the Lord, he's risen every day for us. But I like to bring out the celebration, sing those songs. I get excited. How about you? Amen. And I'm going to let you stretch your legs for one moment. John chapter 3, verse 16, one verse. Glad you're here. I'm going to preach a message today. What's Easter all about? And look at John 3:16. For God so loved the world. By the way, you're part of that. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a promise from God. Christ came here and died for us and arose that third day. And he's back in heaven, Josh. He's coming back, but he's calling out to all people, come unto me, come unto me. And if you do, you can grab hold of eternal life. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this glorious day. Oh, God, we're on the winning side. We're on the winning side with Jesus. And I thank you for every man and lady, boy and girl that could come today, every baby. God bless each one of them. And, Lord, may the warmth of heaven come down today. Lord, put your arms around each person here today. May they feel the presence of God, I pray. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you. May be seated. You ever wonder what Easter's all about? I mean, really, when we get past the candy, the Easter bunny. By the way, I love them chocolate Easter bunnies. Don't you get rid of them. New clothes, new shoes, got to have the Easter suit. Easter bonnet, egg hunts. We're going to have one for our kids this afternoon. Egg hunts. They really like it now because more than those, years ago, kids just liked eggs, but now you get those plastic ones. Grandma puts money in those eggs. They don't care about the real ones that you eat. They just want those plastic ones with the money in it. And of course, my favorite, yellow marshmallow chickens, Peeps. I love those Peeps. I'm not supposed to eat those Peeps because when you're a diabetic, that sugar doesn't like, you shouldn't have that. Those Peeps are a no-no, but once in a while I sneak and have one. You know, and that's all fun for the kids and us adults. How many of the adults have fun with it too? Matter of fact, I think sometimes the adults have more fun than the kids. I really do. And we always give our grandkids candy and stuff, and we're excited about the kids today, having a great time after church. I'm sure that all the kids at Super Church, the church brought in all kinds of candy, so if you have a young child here today, they'll probably come home with a bunch of candy. They got it from the church. Our people donated a bunch of candy, and so it's all wrapped in. It's good, and they're going to have fun eating that candy, amen? How many like eating candy? I'll tell you. But the question today is, what's Easter all about? I mean, when we get past all the candy and stuff like that, what's it all about? Let me give you a truth this morning for just a few minutes. What Easter's all about. Easter's all about you. Did you know that? Easter's all about you. But Easter is about every one of you. Every one of you. It's all about you. Today we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. You know why they have a resurrection of Christ? Because of you. Because of me. We read in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that's you and I, we're in the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Man, Easter's all about getting eternal life. Easter's all about getting your sins forgiven. Easter's all about what these songs sang about being in the glories of heaven and spending eternity with Christ. Listen to me. Easter is about God's wonderful love for all mankind. Oh, God, for God so loved the world. Listen up here. God loves you today. Now look at me. God really loves you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. I don't care. I don't know what heartache you had to face this week or last week or maybe a couple months ago. I was talking to a man on the phone a few weeks ago. He's not a member of our church. He's a friend of mine. He calls once in a while, and he lost his mother. And he said, "Preacher, I want you to know something. I wasn't happy the way my mom had to die." And I said, "I'm going to tell you something. God loved you, and He loved your mama. And even when your mama was suffering with the cancer, He still was loving her all the time." I said, "What you don't understand is because of Adam and Eve sinning in the world, and so that's why all of us get sick, and that's why all of us die, because of sin. But that's why Easter is so important, because look up here. Adam and Eve left us with no hope, because we were all going to die. The wages of sin is death. That's why everybody dies. But Christ came, the last Adam, and He made sure that if we didn't have to die, that we could have eternal life with Him through Christ." Can anyone say amen? And so, God's got wonderful love for all mankind. He does love you today. You might not think it, but He does love you. 1 John 4:10 says, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us. I'm telling you, I'm glad God, by the way, He loved us long before we ever loved Him. And He sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. That word propitiation means what Jesus did on the cross satisfied an outraged holy God over sin. He took my place. He took your place. Can you say amen? Listen, Easter is about God's love for you and I. Romans 5:8, but God commends His love towards us in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Listen, Easter's all about God's wonderful love for you and me. Easter's all about God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, suffering and dying on Calvary's cross for you and for me and for all mankind. Would you just turn with me back one book? Look at Luke. Look at Luke chapter 23 and verse 33. One verse. Luke 23, verse 33. Let me read this to you. In Luke 23, 33, "And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary," thank God for Calvary, "and they crucified Him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand, one on the left." You know, they had Jesus crucified on Calvary's cross, and then you had a thief on one side and then a thief on the other side, and He hung between the two of them. By the way, did you know those two thieves represent all mankind? Those two thieves, 2,000 years ago, that were crucified with Christ, they represent you and me. They represent all mankind. Because Christ was dying for both of them. I'm tripping on something here. Got some chords there from the singers. Christ was dying for both those men on the cross. Not only was He dying for them, man, He was dying for us too. One of the thieves on the cross, he said, "Lord, remember me. Take me to paradise." And Jesus said, "Today thou shalt be in paradise with me." He got saved. The other guy said, "Hey, if you're the Savior, come down off this cross and get us off of here." Two different men. Jesus dying for both of them. You're represented in one. The whole world's represented in one of those men. You are either the ones that received that gift of God, that Christ died for you for your sins, or you could be like the other guy and say, "I don't want it. I don't need it. I just want you to get me down off this cross." How many are still with the preacher? Say amen. God sent His Son to die for us. Listen, it was God's great love that sent Jesus to suffer and die on Calvary's cross for you and I. And that's what Easter is all about. Galatians 4, 4 and 5. "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them which were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons." Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm a child of God. Years ago, over 40 years ago, I asked Christ to save me. And that very moment, I became a child of God. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received Him, just, it's not, look up here. It's not good enough to know about Jesus. Everybody knows about Jesus. The Bible says, but as many as received him, believed him in his, received him in their heart. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. See, those people, in Jesus' day, they actually saw him, Bobby. They received him, they physically. Now we just receive him in their heart by faith. Can anyone say amen? Listen, 1 Peter 3:18 says, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. What is Easter all about? It's Jesus suffering on Calvary's cross, taking all my sins away and taking all yours and the sins of the whole world. Listen, they took our Savior, the Son of God, and they took him and they lashed him. And they lashed him, and they lashed him. And when they, that scourge, there was metal and jagged pieces. And when they would lash the body, then the stripes would wrap around them. And then they would pull back. And they lashed again and pull back. And every time they did, the flesh of man was ripped off completely. Their bones were exposed. Listen, they beat Jesus beyond measure. The Bible says in Isaiah 52:14 that he was marred more than any man. They were astonished at his, he had no form. Jesus was literally not a bone broken, but his body was completely disfigured. You know why it was disfigured? Because he took all the punishment for my sins and your sins and the sins of the whole world on the cross. You ought to get excited about Easter. That's payday. Jesus brought us a payday. He paid for all our sins. Can you send someone amen? And they lashed him, and they put a crown of thorns, and they embedded a crown of thorns in his head, and they brutalized him, and they mocked him, and they put nails in his hands and nails in his feet. And there he hung on the cross between heaven and earth from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon for 6 hours. Christ died and agonized and suffered. By the way, man, God made man on the sixth day. Six is the number of man. And there Christ, our propitiation, he was our sacrifice for God to satisfy for our sins. There he suffered and agonized for you and I. I'll tell you right now, I'm glad he loved us. Brother Chuck, there's no greater love than our Savior had for us. Can anyone say amen? At the end of that 6 hours, Jesus cried out in John 19:30, it is finished. Hallelujah. That sin debt's been paid. Can anyone say amen? Listen. That's what Easter's all about. Easter's about Jesus suffering for my sins. Easter's about Jesus suffering for your sins. Listen, Jesus. Easter's about him suffering for all mankind's sins. Easter's about Jesus taking our place. Aren't you glad? Easter's about Jesus dying so we could live forever. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to die, no, never. Jesus died on the tree for me. And I'm going to live forever. Listen, that song wouldn't be any good had he not took our place for us. Listen, the thought that, and they thought he was dead. Get ready, Brother Steve Munoz. They thought he was dead. But you know what they forgot? Sunday was coming. I mean, the first day they put him in the grave, the first day the devil came by and said, hey, you still got him, O earth? He said, don't worry, I got him. Second day he came by, no, the devil said, come, hey, O earth, you still got him? He said, yep, got him, don't worry. But the third day he came by, and the ground shook, and there was an earthquake, and the stone rolled back, and he said, hey, what's going on? He said, the earth said, I can't hold him. Up from the grave he arose. Hallelujah. Sunday came. I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus told him that Sunday would come. Over and over before they took me, he said, I'm going to suffer, they're going to crucify me, and on the third day I'm going to rise. I'm going to tell you, sometimes, you know what? Hey, Jimmy, I know he kept his promise on his resurrection. He said also, I'm coming back someday. You know what? I'm looking for that day too. How about you? I'm going to tell you, just they thought that they forgot about Sunday. Now, what's Easter all about? It's about God's wonderful love for you and I. It's about Jesus suffering and dying on the cross of Calvary to redeem us to a holy God. It's all about Sunday coming. What's all Easter about? It's about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead on that third day, just like he said. I want you, are you in Luke? Let me read a couple more scriptures to you before we. Luke chapter 24, verse 1 through 7. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came in the sepulcher, bringing spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away. Hallelujah. How many are glad that stone rolled away? And they entered and found not the body, no, because he resurrected, of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, they bowed down their faces to the earth and said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? What's wrong with you guys? Are you a bunch of goobers? But when I was a kid, I used to go to school, my history teacher, you're nothing but a bunch of zeros. Zeros, that's all you are, a bunch of zeros. He looked at our grades a lot of times. You're a bunch of zeros. This angel was saying, what's wrong with you guys? Man, Jesus is alive. Look at verse 6. He's not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was in Galilee. You know what? Jesus says a lot of things to all of us, and a lot of times we just forget what he says. Saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Hallelujah. I'm glad Sunday came. I'm glad Sunday came. By the way, that's why we go to church on Sunday. See, Jesus rose on the first day of the week. The first day of the week is Sunday. So every Sunday when we come to church, not just on Easter Sunday, every Sunday we come to church, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus arose on the first. So really, Brother John, we have 52, we really have about 52 Easters a year. Because every Sunday we celebrate Jesus' resurrection. Can anyone say amen? And they remembered his words. Boy, it's about time we should remember him. Today I want to proudly proclaim to you and all the world that Jesus Christ is not dead. Jesus Christ is risen. Jesus Christ is alive. He's alive. He's alive. I'm telling you right now, our Savior, he's alive. A lot of times, as Pastor Dave was mentioned, a lot of times we don't act like he's alive. A lot of times he doesn't seem real in our life. A lot of times we don't look to him to help guide our life. A lot of times we live a life reckless without his guiding and direction and his word. Listen, our Savior is alive. Jesus Christ is a risen Savior. Jesus Christ is a real Savior. I'm going to read to you. Me and Tommy has one of our famous verses in Romans. Romans 1:4. And declared to be, talking about Jesus, and declared to be the Son of God with power. Boy, I'm going to tell you, Jesus got all the power in the world. By the way, no one could ever raise himself from death, but Jesus did. He said, I have power to lay it down, I have power to raise it again. And that's exactly what he did. That's the kind of Savior you want. I've got with power according to the Spirit of holiness. Oh, man, hallelujah for Jesus. He had no sin. He was holiness. He never sinned once. He had a perfect virgin birth. His father was God. The blood he had in him was Emmanuel's blood. God's. There was no taint. See, the reason you and I got tainted blood. We got blood from Adam and Eve. They're sinners. But Jesus' blood was perfect blood. Jesus' blood was holy blood. Jesus' blood was without spot or blemish. And that's why, look up here, that's why Christ could die for us. The Bible says we're saved by the shedding of his blood. The reason that blood was so important, because that blood was spotless, pure, holy, not tainted. That blood was shed for you and I so we could have our sins forgiven. Can anyone say amen? Notice, and according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Woohoo! Man, I love that verse. That's one of my favorite verses. He's declared the Son of God. Why? Because he resurrected from the dead. Little Jesse, the reason we know Jesus is the real Savior, the reason we know he's the right one, not Buddha, not Muhammad, not anybody else that they call. Because our Savior, little Jesse, he literally came out of the grave the third day. He walked around. I told you I was coming out. You didn't believe me. You didn't believe me, but I told you I'm coming out. And the Bible said, not only did he come out of that grave, you read the book of Acts, Acts 1:3. Brother Rich, he walked on this, after his resurrection, he walked on this earth. You check the book of Acts, chapter 1. He walked on this earth after he rose for 40 days. And the Bible says in Acts 1:3, he showed himself by many infallible proofs that he is resurrected. Infallible. In other words, you couldn't go against it. He walked for 40 days. People saw him. They touched him. They talked to him. Are you still with me? That's the Savior we're talking about. Brother Josh, the reason I know you and I are going to live forever is because our Savior lived. And then on that last day, he goes outside of Jerusalem on the Mount of Olives, and he's talking to his disciples, Acts chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, and all of a sudden, he starts to raise right in front of them. Now, I don't know about you, but Bobby, if you and I are there and Jesus arose, I mean, like the boy that can fly, he's the son of the Savior that could fly. He really did fly. He went up, up, up. Can you imagine their face, Tommy? And then the angel said, "Hey, why are you disciples standing here gazing up? This same Jesus that rise today, he's coming back again. Hallelujah. I believe that because he has never fudged on any of his promises. In hope of eternal life, which God who cannot lie." Boy, I've had a good thing with the cords today. Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God who cannot lie, promised before the world began. Did you know Christ, they knew that Christ was going to die on the cross of Calvary before Adam and Eve were ever born, before this earth was ever made. See, God had, in the foreknowledge of God, the scripture in Peter says that he was foreordained to die for us. This is a special day. It's Resurrection Sunday. God did all this for one reason. Because he loves every one of you. He loves your children. He loves your grandchildren. He loves you so much. The Savior died just for us. He arose just for us. He's coming back just for those who trust in him. Can anyone say amen? In closing, the Bible teaches that Jesus is the reigning Savior. Mark 16:19 says he's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now. Mark 16:19. Jesus is a returning Savior according to Acts chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. That's what Easter is all about. Easter is all about God's wonderful love for you and I. Easter is all about Jesus dying for you and me on the sins of and bearing our sins on the cross of Calvary. Easter is about Jesus rising from the dead on that third day. Hey, Sunday's coming. Sunday came. Jesus arose. Hey, brother, I want to tell you one thing. Now it's Sunday coming, but his rapture's coming too. Calling us up. Easter is all about Jesus proving to the whole world that he was truly the real Savior. The Son of God. I'm going to quote this verse now. We'll close. I've got one other verse too. There's always one more verse. In Hebrews 2:9, it's a tremendous verse. Hebrews 2:9 says this, "But we see Jesus." I want to ask you today, do you see him? "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." That's what Easter's all about. Christ tasting death for every man that was ever born, from Adam all the way through mankind. He tasted death for me. He tasted death for you. And by the way, not only did he taste death for us, but he lived again for you and I. Pastor Dave, listen to things about what's about Easter? The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's your three things about Easter. He's the real Savior. But we see Jesus. Can I ask you something? How clearly do you see him? Do you even look to see for him? Do you want to be close to him? But we see Jesus. I want to close with this last verse. If you want to turn it, we can. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. And I'll close with this verse. 1 Timothy 4:10 says this. Therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God. Jesus Christ is the living God who is the Savior. Notice there's seven letters on that Savior, because seven's God's perfect number. A six-letter Savior is not Christ. That's Antichrist. But seven letters is God's perfect number. Seven is the perfect Savior. Who is the Savior? Now watch this, because I'm closing on this. He's the Savior of all men. See, Christ came here to be the Savior. Look, no one is denied heaven. No one's denied forgiveness of sins. He's the Savior of all men. Christ died and agonized and suffered on the Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago for all mankind that was ever born or will be born. But watch what that scripture says. He's the Savior of all men. Watch the last few words there. Especially of those that believe. Remember I told you earlier about the two thieves? One believed. He got to go to heaven. Jesus was dying for both of them. He died as much for the man that didn't trust him as he did for the man that did trust him. See, if you don't go to heaven, it's not God's fault. He died for you. He shed his blood for you. He arose for you. What do you mean, preacher? It's not good enough just to know about Christ. It's not good enough just to be a church member. It's not going to just be baptized or do some kind of catechism. It's not, no, that doesn't get you into heaven. None of that does. There's one thing that gets you in heaven. The faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's Christ. He was the just that died for the unjust. Why? So he could bring us unto God. You want to get to heaven? You need to take Christ as your Savior. Just like you embrace that little piece of chocolate or a chicken today. That won't get you nowhere. But have you get diabetes. But what God came here for, and I'm all done. He came here so every one of you could embrace him. And you could have your sins forgiven. And you could have a home in heaven. What can I do to work for it, preacher? Nothing. It's free. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen, you can't work for heaven. Jesus did the work. He did the work by giving his body and shedding his blood. How many are still with me? And if you've never had a personal relationship with Christ, I'm not talking about being a member of a church. Over 40-some years ago, I was reading the Bible. I was a member of Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. I'd been baptized. And I was reading the Bible that night, and for the first time, I saw myself a lost sinner. For the first time in my life, I saw I was going to die and go to hell. I'll never forget that. I got down for an old green couch. Me and Rosie had only been married a few months. I got down for an old green couch. It was like avocado or something. kind of a greenish blue. I remember those, because we got the couch, the chairs, the tables, the lamps, the whole dining room out for $110. Let's see you do that today, buddy. And I remember that night I was crying. And I said, "Dear Jesus, I don't want to go to hell. Jesus, save my soul from hell and take me to heaven. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my life and be my Savior." And that night, Jesus saved my soul. And what he did on Calvary, I received. The Bible says he imputes it to you. He gives it to you freely. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. And that night, I embraced Christ, the Son of God. Oh, I didn't see him physically, but I knew he was up there, and I knew spiritually he's here. And I embraced him. And I said, "Lord, save me and forgive me. Take me to heaven when I die." That's what Jesus talked about in John chapter 3, that you must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, a priest, "You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God." And then, ladies and gentlemen, today's one of the greatest, to me, it's one of the greatest days of the year. And if you've never really embraced Christ, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about have you personally asked him to come in your heart and be your personal Savior? Have you asked him to forgive you all your sins? And have you accepted what he did for you on the cross? Did you accept his suffering for you? Did you accept his resurrection for you? Have you accepted him as a gift from God so you can have eternal life? Most people, by the way, most people won't go to heaven. That's right. Because very few will trust Christ. They know about him. I knew about Napoleon. I never met him personally. Hello? I've heard about George Washington, but I never met him personally. See, you might have a head knowledge of what Christ is, but unless you really invite him in your house, in your heart, embraced him as your Savior by faith, you are lacking eternal life through Christ. And if you die without Christ, and by the way, the reason he died for us, because there's a real hell. He died to save us from hell. There is a hell. There is a heaven. And Christ bridged the gap. I showed the people the other day. You got man down there and the mediator. There's one mediator between God and man. Christ, there's a cross right here, and you got God up here. And the only way for man to get up to God the Father is they got to come by the way of that cross, Jesus Christ. He did all you could. This could be a happy Easter if you really know Christ as your Savior. You say, "Boy, why do they get so excited down here at Bethel? Why is he, man, amen, shouting, the preacher jumps up and down, guys are singing, and people are shouting and clapping?" Because we really got it. I know what I got's real. I know my Savior's real, and he's coming back. Is he real to you? Is he real to you? I'll read that and I'll quit. I'm done. "Who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." Are you one of those that specially believed on him? Because unless you specially believe on him, you won't go to heaven. And Easter and the resurrection will avail you nothing because you've not taken what God's given you to have. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for our wonderful Savior. Thank you for his love. Thank you for the love that he came down from heaven and was born for us and then died for us and arose that third day. Lord, thank you for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Thank you for whosoever will shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. So, Father, today I pray as we celebrate the resurrection of our Savior. I pray to dear God today that as we celebrate and rejoice over our wonderful Savior's resurrection, if there's any here that never have really asked you in their heart to save him, Lord, I pray today on this Resurrection Sunday, Holy Spirit, please, please work in people's heart. Show them their need for a Savior. Show them their lost condition. Show them that if they die without Christ, they'll burn in hell forever. But show them the love that God came. That's why God came. That's why Christ died. That's why he rose. He loves them. He's trying to save them. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, before we leave, I'd like to give an invitation. There might be some of you that's never asked Christ to come in their heart and save them. I couldn't think of a better day today to ask Christ to save me. Just think, you could walk out of this building knowing that you're on your way to heaven, and that you'd never have to go to hell. If you're here today and you've never really asked Christ to save you, and you know you're lost, and you don't want to die and go to hell, you want to take the Savior that died for you and rose that third day, you'd like to ask him to come in your heart. And you'd say, "Preacher, I'd like to be saved. I'd like to be a Christian. I'd like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. After all Christ did for me, I'd like to have that promise of heaven." Who'd say, "Preacher, pray for anyone like that today? Just lift your hand, put it back down. Pray for me. Anyone like that? Pastor, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Pastor, I won't come to you, and I promise, I won't embarrass you. I want to pray for you, though. Preacher, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I'm really not sure if I've been born again. Pray for me. When I die, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Pray for anyone like that. Just raise your hand. I need to be saved. God bless you. How many Christians would say today, "Preacher, I'm saved, but I need to live a better life for Christ. I've not been really serving him like I should." Yes, 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 yes. God bless you. Father, we did the best we could. I hope that blind eyes would be open to truth about the glorious Savior. And Father, we just want to tell you we love you today. Lord, we love you. And we want to thank you for loving us. Thank you for the resurrection. Oh, Lord, thank you for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thank you for the hope of eternal life and the promise that one day we're going to leave this world and be with you forever. What a wonderful thing. All possible because of the resurrection. Bless these people. And Lord, as they leave church today, may they be happy in their hearts that Christ loves them, that he died for them, that the resurrection's real, and one day soon he's going to come back and take us home. Lord, please bless these people, I pray. Holy Spirit, work in the people's hearts. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. So let's stand, sing a verse. What page are you on, John? 383. You sing that verse. If you'd like to come, you come.